Hello, Raptor fans. It's Jack Armstrong, and you're listening to the Sixth Man Podcast.
Welcome to the Sixth Man Podcast. Get ready for anything and everything you want and need to know about the NBA's Toronto Raptors. Now, your host, diehard Raptor fan, Dave Lawrence.
All right. It is time for a new episode of the Six Man Podcast. Great to be back, and we are kicking it off here this season with the trade deadline special, which went down yesterday. We're going to take a look at what the Raptors did, what they might do going forward, and it was a busy one. And I'll tell you, a lot happened and a lot didn't happen as to what I was expecting. You know what I mean? I'm sure a lot of you are thinking the same thing. Probably the top two people, I would argue the top three that we probably expected to be moved were going to be Bruce Brown Jr., then Gary Trent Jr. Do we have any other juniors? And then after that, probably, I would have said Chris Boucher for sure as the top three players, most likely not on the team anymore. And as it stands, they're all on the team. Yeah. However, we did make some trades, two trades yesterday, in fact, and one of them was bigger than the other. We saw Kelly Olynyk join the Toronto Raptors, another Canadian guy. And, oh boy, if I can say his name properly, I certainly hope so. Ochai Agbaji from the Utah Jazz. Going back the other way, the Raptors lost Otto Porter Jr., Kira Lewis, and a first-round pick. Now, that first-round pick was acquired in the Pascal Siakam deal. It is the least favorable one. It was ranked around 28th in the first round right now. So we still have the slightly better pick and then potentially our own. Well, we're going to talk about that as well. But I like this young player that they got from Utah, Ochai. I think he looks really good. He's a Kansas guy, so he and Grady Dick know each other pretty well. He fits the time frame, 23, 24 years old. And then you got Kelly Olynyk, where here's the thing. I'm going to come out the gate swinging. I hope the Raptors don't think they can just keep adding Canadians and we're going to be like pacified by that. Do you know what I mean? Like, who's next? Unless it's Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, I don't think anybody else super moves the needle. I mean, you got Jamal Murray out there. You got some other choices, but Shaedon Sharpe, I guess, would be pretty cool, but Portland's not going to give him up, and we know OKC's not giving up Shea anytime soon. So I don't think that's going to happen, but I don't know. I don't know if this was the Raptors pacifying us by like, oh, they got another Canadian guy. I'm a casual fan of Kelly Olynyk. He's a big, and he can shoot the ball. He's pretty good from three. He'll help spacing. And I mean, that's what Scotty needs. That's what Scotty needs is people that can help space the floor. But I'll be honest with you. When I watch him, I don't really go out of my way to watch his games because he doesn't play for the Raptors. But when they play against him, he's there and he's serviceable. And then when I watched him play for Team Canada, wasn't that impressed, to be brutally honest with you. He literally looked like he was three gears slower than everybody else on that team. Now, again, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander is, you know, that's a different story. He runs at a different gear higher than anybody else. But he looked very sluggish, very slow out there. Maybe he's been better throughout the regular season. But he is on an expiring deal. Ochai they've got for a couple more seasons at least. And he's a great prospect. I mean, he was a lottery pick about 2 years ago. So he's only been in the league not even 2 years. So it's going to be interesting to see. Let's have a listen as to what Bobby Webster had to say after the deadline passed of some of the things that they did and can do in the future.
Yeah, I think that's just the process that we're all probably, you know, going through now. And so how long do you give it? We made some moves now, the summer, you know, this is a, you know, probably a multi-year process. And so I think from the point of view of building around Scotty, you want young players in his age group that I think culturally, socially, you know, energy-wise, I think you want to put skill sets around him, and so I think we'll be interested to see a Kelly skill set. I don't know if he's had a player like Kelly to play with. And then you want guys who just, like, you know, want to be here, want to run. I think Ochai's energy will invigorate Scotty. So you're trying to hit on all those points, sort of age, culture, social, skill set, and, you know, that's what we'll continue to do.
So there you have it. That is the game plan, and I think we all knew that. Build around Scotty Barnes. They're all in. That's why OG's not here anymore. That's why Pascal's not here anymore. All in building around Scotty Barnes, as they should be. But I'll tell you, my perspective on the trades are meh. I mean, if Ochai turns out to be something, which he could, You know, sometimes younger players, they change the system, they change a coach, they get more opportunity, and they flourish. We're certainly hoping that's the case here. Now, the Raptors also made another trade, which didn't overly shock me. He was about fourth or fifth on my list that I thought could get traded, was Dennis Schroeder. That one is very, very interesting. The Raptors giving up Schroeder for Spencer Dinwiddie, who then was waived by the Raptors. He will never suit up for us. He's got an Alonzo Mourning type career with the Toronto Raptors. He is going to be gone. Actually, he's gone already. So he and Schroeder and Thad Young traded over there. Now, that was for cap relief. So the Raptors now have two open spots on their roster. They actually have to fill a spot, I believe, before they play their next game. Kyle Lowry, anyone? I don't know. We'll see. He's sitting out there. Maybe he would. He's already won a ship. Why not come back and finish with the Raptors? You know that's where you want to be, and you like it there. That would be pretty cool. That would be pretty cool if Kyle Lowry signed, because we need a backup point guard now. Why not Kyle Lowry? Maybe they've already had a conversation with him. He could join Philly. If Philly wants him and they've got a chance at a run for a championship, he could do that. But he could also be one of those guys that's like, I don't want to keep moving my family back and forth. I really like all the another place now for just the last little bit of the season. Now, Philadelphia for him obviously is home, but it could be interesting to see if they don't have a spot for him and they can't bring him on, what else could happen? Well, Kyle, sign on up, buddy. Sign on up. Let's get you back to the Raptors for the remainder of the season and retire a Raptor. That would be truly great. Imagine his last home game if he signed back with us and he was, you know, knew he was going to retire. That would be pretty awesome. Although I tell you, I think he's still got a year or two left, at least one more after this, but we'll see. We'll see what the Raptors do after the fact. Now, one of the things that a lot of analysts aren't talking about when it comes to the Raptors is, okay, what do we want? What do you want from this team going forward? Oh, some people are saying, lose, lose, lose. It's a rebuild. We need a high draft pick. We need to keep that draft pick from the San Antonio Spurs, and we need to lock it in and make sure we get that top six pick and increase our odds. But all I keep hearing is people saying that this draft is very weak. It's not a good draft. So here's the deal. Would you rather lose the seventh pick, which is where it would start? If we get seventh or lower, it automatically goes to San Antonio for Jakob Poeltl, part of the Jakob Poeltl trade. If it's number six or higher, we keep it this year. But if people keep saying it's a bad draft class, why not settle that debt this year? Because the year after this is going to be a much better draft class. Would you rather lose seven this year or seven next year? Right? So let's win some games. Let's win some games. We'd still have that pick that's floating around the 18th right now that we can utilize, future picks after that, and that high, high second round pick that is going to be ours as well. So we've still got picks in the upcoming draft, but I'm all for seeing some development, win some games, because I don't want to risk having to give San Antonio the pick next year. I would rather settle that debt and move on. Now, what can the Raptors do? Looks like if they make some more moves, right, if they trade Bruce Brown Jr., pick up at the team option that they have on him, they could move him to move up in the draft potentially. They could move Chris Boucher in his final year. That'll be an expiring deal. Jalen McDaniels, also an expiring deal. You could get out of a couple of those, and you've got a pretty good chunk of cap space depending on what they do with Gary Trent Jr. and Emmanuel Quickley. Let's take a look at some of the free agents, upcoming free agents, this coming offseason. Does anybody really entice the Raptors to sort of cut ties with those guys to have enough money to go after one of them? Well, there's LeBron James at the top of the list. Yes, 21 years experience. LeBron James would be nice. There were theories out there that the Raptors would use that late first, early second to get Bronny James, and then LeBron would want to play with him and then come to Toronto. LeBronto reinvigorated all over again. I mean, it would be pretty cool, but I certainly wouldn't bet my kids' college educations on it. You got Paul George has a player option. I don't think he leaves the Clippers. He'll probably stay there. Klay Thompson? I don't know. I don't know what could happen with Klay Thompson. Would we want him? I don't think so. He wouldn't want to come here. We're just not at that point of his career. He's going to want to join another team. James Harden? You never know what James Harden's going to do. James Harden doesn't know what James Harden's going to do. Pascal Siakam? Interesting. Interesting. Jrue Holiday? Like him. Gordon Hayward, Kyle Lowry, there he is. DeMar DeRozan, Buddy Hield, Mike Conley, there's Bruce Brown Jr., Lonzo Ball, D'Angelo Russell, Gary Trent Jr. there, Markel Fultz, Marcus Morris Sr. I mean, we're kind of getting lower and lower now. Jonas Valanciunas, there he is. Luke Kennard, Tyus Jones, Doug McDermott, Gary Harris, Kelly Olynyk, Rishon Holmes. Nobody's really moving the needle here for me. I like Malik Monk, but I don't know. What else we got? Royce O'Neal, Kyle Anderson. It's just kind of getting worse and worse at this point. But yeah, some of the top guys. It's not a great draft, and it's not a fantastic free agent class either. I know I said the name LeBron James, but I think he goes, I mean, he certainly most likely goes back to the Lakers, I'm assuming, probably on a one-year deal, and tells them to draft his son onto the team for next season. And we'll see how that goes. They can sort of sign him up, get Bronny, play 1 year with LeBron, and then LeBron will retire, and then they'll probably waive or trade Bronny. I don't know if I see a huge NBA career for him. He is averaging a triple single at the collegiate level right now, so that's something to consider as well. So, but the Raptors could have some play money there. Trade's also a big opportunity. One of the guys who was a dark horse for the Raptors that I thought they had a chance to go after but are doing too well now would have been Karl Anthony Towns. Would have loved to have seen Karl Anthony Towns on the Raptors. I think he's kind of underperformed. Could be one of the more dominant players in the entire league, but of course plays with Anthony Edwards or Rudy Gobert. They had a lot of pieces there that they couldn't make work, but they've kind of got it together now. So I don't think that they're looking to make a move of a core piece like that any longer. But I don't know who else could be out there that would really help move the needle that would also potentially be available. But the Raptors right now rolling with obviously Scottie Barnes, RJ Barrett, who I love, has been great, 20-point per game scorer since we got him, and Emmanuel Quickley, who they'll most likely re-sign in the offseason to be the starting point guard. After that, Grady Dick has been getting better and better with more playing time, but certainly a lot of pieces that need to be filled. I also was surprised that Jakob Poeltl stayed with the team. I really was, because he's 3 years left. He's making $19.5 million a year. He's still in his 20s. But the thing that shocked me was the Raptors might not want to trade him. But after trading Pascal, I mean, remember, before the offseason hit last year and he re-signed, people were like, okay, well, we gave up a first-round pick to get him. We better keep him. He was saying, I don't want to be part of a rebuild. Well, here we are, part of a rebuild. His best friend now off the team. So it wouldn't shock me if his people are saying, okay, Jakob, since you guys are doing a rebuild here, Jakob would like to move on. Please find him a trade to another team. So I thought he was definitely on the list to be traded this trade deadline as well. Didn't happen, but infinite possibilities of what could happen in the offseason coming up for the Raptors. I'm excited as long as we're trending in the right direction. I like our three, Quickley, Barnes, RJ Barrett, a couple other pieces. Oche, we've got Grady Dick. We'll see what this team pans out. We need some more bigs, that's for sure. What will they do at this year's draft, going forward, the offseason, more trades coming up, I'm sure. The Raptors are going to be major players. If you like trades and transactions, if you're a 2K GM like I am and like to do trades and transactions, you're going to love the Raptors, I think, coming up over the next year or so, because they are going to build a team around Scottie Barnes, as they should. By the way, congrats to Scottie Barnes, all-star nod. He got it for an injury replacement. I don't care. He's going. And he's going to be in the skills competition playing with Trae Young and Tyrese Maxey. Let's hope that he and Tyrese Maxey can actually hit a shot this year. Not like the last time they played together at a skills competition. All right, that's it for now, folks. What did you think of the trade deadline for the Raptors? Are you excited about the future? They got some cap relief getting off of Schroeder's additional year. They could have more with Olynyk coming off the books and some other players as well. It's going to be interesting, like I said. They can definitely take on some money, but will they? We'll see. More coming up. We'll talk to you each week for the rest of the season and give you an off-season special as well. It's the Six-Man Podcast. Talk to you later, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Sixth Man Podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. While you're at it, leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow the show on Instagram at The Sixth Man Podcast. Join us next time for another episode of The Sixth Man Podcast.